And a child whose mother and father are not married
is a wood school.
Wood school. And do you ever hear these other terms come by chance?
Yes.
Come by chance?
Yes.
Sunday baby?
No, I never have heard that.
But you have heard come by chance?
Yes.
And wood school.
Outlaw.
The place where a dead person now is taken to.
Bastard
is a more general
more
term.
That's more common in country folks.
You take a dead person where to get him ready for burial? Take him to the.
Morgue
or the old days if you were in town.
In the old days he was carried to the home and relatives and friends would sit up with
would
the corpse.
Sit up with him. And then when you moved to town you took him to the
they had another name for it, honey. Undertaker parlor. Undertaker's parlor.
And the box that you put him in?
Coffin.
And you would bury him in a, in the, take him out of town and bury him in the,
cemetery.
Would it be cemetery or graveyard?
Graveyard.
And
that's the old term, graveyard.
And what's smaller than a river?
Creek,
I would imagine. Now that's a subject that came up with us the other day. Where does a creek become a river, and where does a brook become a creek, and where does a river become a brook? Well, I've never figured that out.
They
all designate streams.
And you, is a branch smaller than a?
That's right. A branch comes in that too.
Is it smaller than a creek?
Smaller than a creek. That's right.
Do you use brook? Do you?
And the brook is still smaller than the branch. And the rill is just a mere little trickle of water.
I see. There must be relative terms. You just can't.
That's right. It had to be. But where, now, to illustrate, where does creek become a river? Here in this area, now this stream out over here, we call it a creek. In Texas, they would call that a river. Now there you are, a difference, you see, in the local designation. That stream right over yonder that we call Spring Creek in Texas, they call it a river.
That big.
That Brazos River that we crossed, me and my son crossed, was a bit bigger than this creek.
Have you ever...
The old Grand River where we crossed.
That's
there.
Right.
It wasn't
small.
Didn't have much water in that creek.
Not
near it.
Even
when it's low,
that's
real bad
river
where we crossed going
into Mexico. Did you ever spend much time over at the seacoast? What did you call that grassy, flat grassy place? You see for miles?
The beach?
It'd be full of grass. And you can see it. See for miles across it. It's tall grass, but
marsh?
Said marshland.
Marshland.
And you're wearing what to keep up your trousers?
Keep up what?
Hey, keep up your trousers. You're wearing what? You're wearing a pair of
galluses.
Galluses.
No, we call them galluses in the old days. We call them suspenders
now.
And
when you fry ham, you